Last year we had Michael Ginn here, and he did a wonderful rendition of Revelation, wasn't it? And we were studying that book, but when he was leaving, I said, Michael, you know, Sukkot is a very special holy day, and God has five Megillas, or scrolls, small scrolls, that are supposed to be read at certain feast days, and so there's the scroll of Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, which is read at Passover. And at Shavuot, they read the book of Ruth, which is a scroll. And at Purim, they read the book of Esther, which is a scroll. And at Tisha B'Av, they read Lamentations. Well, the third feast of God's three feast cycles is Sukkot. And it's the joyous time of all. And the scroll that was written by King Solomon is called Kohelet. Kohelet is, and you may know it more well known as Ecclesiastes. Means preaching, actually, in Hebrew. Kohelet comes from the Hebrew word kahal, which means congregation. And so King Solomon was preaching to his congregation. He did present this and write it on Sukkot. So I asked Michael to memorize that, and Michael's got a testimony about his whole time with this. And so you're going to do Ecclesiastes and tell us about your testimony.
Once again, I have to say it's always an honor to be here, and I get really overly blessed. And whenever I come here, it makes my feet jump, my spirit jump, and I just get what I call holy bumps. And so I'm just major blessed by being here. But before we start, let's do pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for... Oh, just thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides us and teaches us in all truth. And thank you for your Son, Yahshua, who has shed his blood that we might have, that he has satisfied your requirement. We have an entrance into your kingdom, Father. And I pray that for each and every one of us, for ears to hear and eyes to see, and keep our hearts tender before you for what you have for us. And pray this in the mighty and precious name of Yahshua. Amen. Been 1 year ago, last Saturday would have been a year ago that I came here and did Revelation, and I was asked to do Ecclesiastes. And I'm just going to say this, and I'll go on and do the book. I had read Ecclesiastes many times prior to this request, and I'm not sure I ever would have went down that avenue to memorize it as there were without the request. So I'm honored. I'm very blessed that Rabbi asked that and that I can do it. And it's been 1 year. It has taken me that year to work on it. I've set everything else aside. It only has approximately 6,350 words. It only has 12 chapters. But my goodness, the content and the golden nuggets of truth and the applications are overwhelming, to say the least. So let us now hear the word of the Lord. The words of the preacher, the son of David, the king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth to the south and turns about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time from those which were before us. There is no remembrance of the former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of the things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was the king over Israel. in Jerusalem. And I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom, considering all things that are done under heaven. And yea, this sore travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. I've seen all the works that are done under heaven. Behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. And that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I am come to a great estate and have gotten more wisdom than all that were in Jerusalem before me. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. And I perceived that this also was vexation of spirit. For much wisdom is much grief. And he that increaseth in knowledge increaseth sorrow. I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee worth mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. Behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet to quench in mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards and planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water there with the wood to bring forth the trees. I got me servants and maidens and had servants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me silver and gold and the peculiar treasures of kings and of the provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were in Jerusalem before me. And also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this is the portion of all my labor. Then I looked in all the works that my hands had wrought, and all the labor that I had labored to do. Behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit, and there is no profit under the sun. Then I turned to behold wisdom, and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which already been done? And I saw that wisdom excelleth folly as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, as it happened to the fool, so happeneth unto me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also was vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than a fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool, therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I took under the sun, because I should leave it under the man that should come after me, and who knoweth whether he should be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I've labored, and wherein I've showed myself wise under the sun. Therefore I went about, this is also as vanity, therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I had taken under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom and knowledge and in equity, yet to the man that hath not labor, therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also as vanity. For what hath man of all his labor and of the vexation of his heart which he took under the sun? For all his days are sorrow and his travail griefs. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This also is vanity. For there is nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink and make his soul enjoy good of his labor. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For who can eat? Or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, that he may gather and heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together again, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that laboreth in that? Oh, what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen all the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning unto the end. I know that there is no good in them but for man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and rejoice in his labor, for it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that man should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which already hath been, and that which has been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. Moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart that God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there was a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estates of the sons of men that God might manifest them, that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts, even one thing befalleth them. Yea, they all have one breath. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. And they all go unto one place. They all are of one, go one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. For who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than a man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? And so I returned and considered all of the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of the oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praise the dead which were already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which had not been, who had not seen the evil work which is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is enemy of his neighbor. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool folds his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is an handful of quietness than both hands full of travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yea, there is no end to all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied the riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all of them that have been before them. And they shall come after, shall not rejoice in him. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God. And be more ready to hear than to give a sacrifice as fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou should vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore shouldst God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and in many words there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Neither he that loveth abundance with increase. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I've seen done under the sun, namely riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. And those riches perish by sore travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And also, this also is a sore travail, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that laboreth for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to rejoice in his labor and take his portion which God hath given him, and take his labor which God hath given him, for that is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given power to eat thereof and to rejoice in his labor, it is a gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth. Yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This also is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man begin 100 children and live many years, so the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. For he cometh in with vanity and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, and hath seen no good, do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, yet his appetite is not filled. What hath the wise more than the poor? What hath the fool? What hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that know the walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. It's also as vanity and vexation of spirit. That which has been is named already, and it is known that it is man, and neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life, which he spendeth at the shadow? For who can tell him what shall be after him under the sun? A good name is better than precious ointment. And the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter. For by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made bitter. The heart of the wise man is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of feasting. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of fools. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, for by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God. Who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful. In the day of adversity, consider. God also hath set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him. All these things have I seen in the days of my vanity, that there be a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there be a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. Be not righteous over much, neither make thyself over wise. Why shouldst thou destroy thyself? Be not over much wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldst thou die before thy time? It is good that thou shouldst take hold of this. Yea, from this withdraw not thine hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in a city. For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Also, take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself art likewise have cursed others. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said, I will be wise. But it was far from me. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the wicked shall be taken by her. Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A wise man, a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard to the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because every purpose there is time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be. For who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. Neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver them that are given to it. All these things have I seen and applied my heart on every work that is done under heaven. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. So I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in that city where they had so done. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it should be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall his days be prolonged worse as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. All these things have I seen in the days of my vanity, that there be just men. There be just men, and to whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men, unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that which shall abide with him of his labor all the day of his life, which God hath given him. I applied mine heart to know wisdom and to see the business of things that are done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night sleep with his eyes. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Though a man labor to seek it out, yet shall he not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not find it. For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and the works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before him. All things come alike unto all. There is one event unto the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil which I've seen upon the earth. There is one event unto all. Yea, the hearts of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. And also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever of anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thine head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life in which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no wisdom, nor device, nor knowledge, nor work in the grave whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. For man also knoweth not his time. For as the fishes that are caught in an evil net, and as the birds that are snared, so are the hearts of the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. There is a wisdom which I have seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man. And he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. The words of the wise are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroyeth much good. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. The wise man's heart is at his right hand, but the fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich set in low place. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely a serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of the wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is a mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. Who can tell what it shall be, and who can tell what shall be after him? Who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Woe unto thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes is eat in the morning. And blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is a son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through the idleness of hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall come upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not so, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whither shall prosper, either this or that, or whether both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many, for all that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thine heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, And the grinders shall cease because they are few, and those that look out of windows shall be darkened. And the doors of the streets shall be shut, and the sound of grinding is low, and he shall rise up with the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way. And the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. And the preacher sought to find out acceptable words. And that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assembly, even as from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. For in making many books there is no end, and much studying is a weariness to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. And before you totally disperse, come on, I just wanted to tell you, thank you for listening. That was my first time in public, and I'm always way nervous and always nervous. You guys are so gracious. And all I wanted to say briefly, as Rabbi's up, I just wanted to say that I was, as I was doing Ecclesiastes, only to me, it was one, and I preface this by saying it because of all the things I've done as a Christian in my life and failed at certain things, it was the most depressing and joyful book to memorize. Because Solomon, the Bible says, was the wisest of all. And I'm sitting there, he's an old man reflecting back, and suffice it to say, I'm getting older. And as I look back and think of it, I said, Lord God in heaven, thank you for your mercy.
Amen.
Thank you.